Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
That's right. This is Greeny. No Greeny, though. I'm Emmett Golden alongside Michelle Smallman. We are on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And I'm never surprised when I hear wild things from athletes. You got to be cut different, right? To work out as much as they do, especially football players, to play such a violent sport where they put their body in harm's way. So Michelle, was not surprised at all when I heard Miles Jack, Eagles linebacker, talk about considering a trade school before signing with Philly.
Me and Buda Baker, we played high school ball together. And when I got cut from the Steelers, I was just kind of like, I don't really know what's going on. I might go to electrician school. I might go to plumbing school, start my own trade. And he was like, nah, just come out and trade with me. I just couldn't sit at home. I mean, I've been blessed to make a lot of money, so I could just retire and sit at the house. But I'm too bored. My mind is too much. So I just want to be innovative, I don't know if, a zombie apocalypse happens. I want to be able to build something or fix something. So you know what I mean? So yeah.
Yeah. So Michelle, I think we're all really concerned about a zombie apocalypse.
I certainly am. I mean, what else could happen in the world today? It feels like that would be par for the course. No, if one day we wake up and there's zombies roaming the street.
Yeah, it totally could happen. So what we're going to do is we're going to have ourselves a little draft on the air of the three players that we would like to have in case of a zombie apocalypse. So, Michelle, you'll start. I'll go second. Bubba will go third. And then our producer, Cam, will go last. You got the big number one pick. Who are you going when it comes to an athlete in the zombie apocalypse?
Do I have to wait for the draft chimes or something, or can I just go ahead and go?
Yeah, but you can go ahead. Go.
Okay, all right. Well, with the number one overall pick and the current athlete you want on your side, in the event of a zombie apocalypse, guys, I think there's only one obvious number one overall draft pick. Give me Aaron Donald.
Yep.
I want
on my list.
The 6'1", 285-pound monster that already trains with knives. You think if the zombies hit Earth and that they see Aaron Donald running at them, they're going to think twice before attacking me. I can promise you that. Aaron Donald, easy number one overall draft pick for your girl.
Good one.
Yeah, I think he was number one in all of the mock zombie apocalypse drafts.
This is a working title. It's a little wordy, but
yeah. Right. But I think that was smart. All right, and number two with the second pick, I'm going to take Myles Garrett.
Dang it.
I don't know if you've ever seen Myles Garrett with his shirt off, and I know that zombies are mindless, but if they look at Myles Garrett, they're probably going to go, let's go the other way, because he is a massive human being. So I'm going to go with Myles Garrett at number two.
Great pick.
Bubba's up next. Who you got?
All right, for number three, I am going to the NBA, and I'm going Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
Ooh. Why is that, Bubba? Give me your rationale.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
I mean, just...
There's some size there, yeah, but I'm worried about the speed.
I'm going strictly...
Is he going to play basketball? Yeah, what's up?
I'm going strictly based on his personal history of his growing up in Serbia. He can survive. He knows. He's seen
That's
things.
Fair.
He's seen some stuff.
He'll protect me. He can get me through. Plus, he doesn't care about anything, as we've seen. So he's not going to be worried about any frills or anything else. So he's just going to be worrying about getting survival and nothing else.
All right.
Actually love that pick now, Bubba.
Yeah,
good explanation.
Good explanation. All right, we're going snake draft. So I got back-to-back picks here. And for my first round selection, I'm going with the Eagles tackle Lane Johnson.
Nice.
He's been protecting my favorite quarterbacks for about 10 years now. It's time for him to protect me. After that, I'm going with Giancarlo Stanton, which is a weird pick.
Ooh,
but
okay.
Giancarlo Stanton, he's big. He's burly. He's going to take a lot of heat. He's going to bring a baseball bat with him. He was an outfielder, so he could, you know, maybe be a little sniper action there. And most importantly, I am way faster than Giancarlo Stanton. So I'm trying to survive myself. I need someone slower than me on my team. So I'm taking Lane Johnson to protect me and Giancarlo Stanton to slow the zombies down. And we go back to Bubba for round two.
All right, my second pick, I am going with to the NFL. I'm going Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh.
Because you know this guy has been thinking about this for 20 years. He's got documents. He's got manuals. He's got potions. He's got plants. He's got everything. He's prepared, and he'll get me to the promised land.
He might be on the zombie side, though.
Yeah, honestly.
You know?
Yeah.
He may be like, we did ayahuasca together. This is just Bill. He's cool.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, maybe the zombies will fawn over Aaron Rodgers like the Jets coaches. Maybe
that's
the way.
The zombies are going to be starstruck by Aaron Rodgers for sure. I think that's a good pick by Bubs.
No doubt about it. All right, I'm up next. In the second round, I'm going to take Cleveland Heights own Jason Kelce, center from the Eagles. Listen, to be a center, you got to direct stuff. You know where the rush is coming from, where the blitz is happening, so he can pick up all of that. And he is a funny guy. You're going to need some levity when the zombie apocalypse is going down, so give me Jason Kelce.
I like that. You're thinking of your own mental health, trying to stay upbeat.
Absolutely.
And, you know, happy when the zombies are closing in. You need someone to make you laugh. You could do a podcast with them.
Absolutely. Pass the time. All right, Michelle, who's your second round pick?
Okay, so if it's a snake draft, that means I have back to back.
Yeah, you got
picks
both here.
And to close out my team, right?
That's correct. Unless we got some time, we could do a fourth round if you want.
Okay. We'll see what we have on the board.
Yeah, we'll stick with three for now.
Okay, so when I was constructing my team to defeat the zombies in the event of a zombie apocalypse, I got Aaron Donald. I've got the size, okay? I've got the knife training. I've got the intimidation. These zombies are half awake. They're kind of walking slowly on Earth, right? Give me speed. Mm-hmm. I want Tyreek Hill. He goes, 24, 25 miles an hour? There's no way they can get us if he is running ahead of them, knocking them all down. So I've got Tyreek Hill with my second pick.
See, is he carrying you? Because he's going to run away and you're going to be left behind.
Yeah. No, here's what we'll do. We'll give him some sort of a weapon and just have him run into them like Jon Snow. You know what I mean? They can't catch him.
Sounds smart.
Yeah. Okay.
I get it. Okay.
So I've got
That's pretty good. You got another one. Go ahead.
So to close out my team, guys, I already have size. I have speed. I'm going with my final pick with someone who knows how to get the job done and who's also already been in a crisis situation with extraterrestrials. Give me LeBron James, who's already defeated the Monstars and the aliens in Space Jam.
Genius.
This guy has won a championship here on Earth. He's won a championship in space. No one is going to be able to put together a better game plan on how to defeat these guys than LeBron James.
I like that. Using the movie experience to factor in. I had no idea where you were going there when you said he already has extraterrestrial battle experience.
And Michelle, he won a title in Cleveland. So if you can do that, you can do anything. She's Michelle Smallman. I'm Emmett Golden. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. We're drafting athletes for zombie apocalypse. And I am up next. I am going to go with Nick Chubb, Cleveland running back, for this reason. Nick is all about work, man. He's focused. Nothing is going to throw him off of the plan at hand. So there could be chaos. And trust me, there's usually chaos going on around Nick Chubb. He stays focused. He just produces. I can count on Nick for whatever I need. I'm taking Nick Chubb for the zombie apocalypse.
It's a good pick on my list.
All right, my last pick.
Up next.
Yeah, so I got Jokic being my hunter-gatherer, taking care of everything there. Rodgers got all my secret potions, but I still need some muscle. So I'm going with the talk of the nation right now in college football, down to Fort Worth, TCU. I actually don't even know how to pronounce his name, but Breon Ramsey Brooks, the 6'5", 455-pound TCU freshman. His nickname is Big Bubba, which is another another reason I have to have him on the team. So I'm going Breon Ramsey Brooks, the TCU freshman, and he's going to be my muscle, and we're going to have a great time. Two Bubbas.
I love it. That's a little bit of a out there pick, but yeah, I saw that picture earlier this week, and I knew he
value
could be a contender
pick is
here.
What they call it, Cam. That yeah, is yeah. a
that's
value
a big boy.
Pick.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this late in the draft, getting a guy like that—that's impressive. All right, I have the final pick of this draft, and I think I'm going a little straightforward here, but I need some more power and a little bit more speed. And I'm going with Derrick Henry. King Henry is my final pick of the zombie apocalypse draft. So, Emmett, would you like to review our teams?
Yes. So, Cam, you go with Lane Johnson, Giancarlo Stanton, and Derrick Henry. Solid squad. I like Giancarlo the best because with a bat, he could do some damage. Bubba went with Nikola Jokic, Aaron Rodgers, and some linebacker that none of us have ever heard of, but he's really big. The Jokic one is really the biggest question that I have, but it's your list. It's your list. Michelle went with Aaron
I dare
Thomas.
You to say that the Jokic's face. You're going to question Jokic?
I'm sure I could run away from him. I don't think he'd be able to catch me. I wouldn't be that worried about it. Michelle with Aaron Donald.
He'll get his horses to come after you. That's another. Does Jokic bring his horses? Because that adds to Bubba's team.
Oh, he's bringing
tremendously.
His
yeah,
he's bringing everything.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
He might even bring his brothers too.
So then, can Aaron Donald bring his knives for my squad?
Oh, for sure. Okay. We can't add other people. His brothers are staying. His brothers got eaten already. It's just Jokic himself.
Well, Myles Garrett loves dinosaurs. Can I bring dinosaurs? I mean, we are talking about a zombie apocalypse, so anything should be on the table.
That's
right?
True.
Could happen. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So Michelle has Aaron Donald, Tariq Hill, and LeBron James. My list is Myles Garrett, Jason Kelce, and Nick Chubb. That's right. Whenever I can work Cleveland into anything, I am. That's just part of you put me on the air, you're going to hear about the hometown. That's part of the deal. I'm Emmett Golden alongside Michelle Smallman. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. Coming up next, we want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN. Which current athlete do you want on your side during the zombie apocalypse? That's right. Serious stuff here on Greeny today. This is ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Greeny, the podcast.
When the zombie apocalypse hits, who do you want on your team, at least from an athlete standpoint? This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Emmett Golden alongside Michelle Smallman. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and we were in the zone drafting our zombie apocalypse team. In the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So to recap here, we drafted our top pro athletes that we would want with us in case of a zombie apocalypse, because who knows, right? Anything could happen, Michelle. It's very possible.
It really is. You never know what's going to come down the pipeline, Emmett, and we need to be prepared. And so I'm glad that we did this exercise. So if and when this time comes, I know who to call.
That's right. And you will be calling Aaron Donald, Tariq Hill, and LeBron James. That is a very, very solid team. I went with a Cleveland-based squad, Myles Garrett, Jason Kelce, and Nick Chubb. Bubba went with Nikola Jokic, still don't understand it, Aaron Rodgers, and Breon Ramsey-Brooks, who I called a linebacker last segment. He's actually an offensive lineman. Look, I got 3 hours of sleep last night. I'm doing the best I can, so hang with me. And Cam, our producer, went with Lane Johnson, Giancarlo Stanton, and Derrick Henry. We want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go to South Carolina, where Josh is at. Josh, who are you taking in the zombie apocalypse?
I'm taking any current member of the Dallas Cowboys so they can teach me how to disappear into big moments.
Oh.
Oh, ooh, that hurts. Shut it down right there. Oh, man. Yeah, not exactly wrong. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Virginia and hear from Mark. Mark, zombie apocalypse, who you got?
I'm surprised nobody picked Alejandro Villanueva from the Steelers because, you know, he was an Army Ranger.
That is a good call.
He's got
that
the skills.
That is a good call. That's right. And we know our men and women of the armed services are ready for anything. Do you think they secretly kind of train them for the zombie apocalypse? Because you got to be ready for anything, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're hearing all this stuff about aliens, right? That we're seeing signs left and right. So if we're prepping for aliens, and that seems to be a potential threat, why aren't we prepping for zombies? I'm sure that they've had some sort of tactical training on zombies.
Yeah, I mean, we got Space Force. Why not have the, you know, zombie squad? Makes sense to me. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm Emmett Golden alongside Michelle Smallman. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. We're drafting athletes for the zombie apocalypse. Which athlete would you want on your side if all you know what broke loose? Let's go to Arkansas. Wagner is up next. Wag, who you got in case of a zombie apocalypse?
Man, give me the Jones brothers, Chris Chandler, John Jones. I feel like they would be pretty effective.
I like it. I like that. Strong. You know, I almost picked an MMA fighter myself. I was going to go with Justin Gaethje since he won the BMF title. And you can use your imagination what that those letters stand for.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd want a guy like that with me. So first time we saw an MMA fighter. That makes a lot of sense. 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go down to Florida where Ronald is at. Ronald, who do you have in case of the zombie apocalypse?
Okay, man. I like what my man just said. I'm going to go with Don Jones, Draymond Green, and Deontay Wilder. All a really big, athletic, one-punch knockout.
Oh, okay. You know, one-punch
knockout.
I didn't know where he was going with Draymond, right? I didn't exactly know that. I was thinking that doesn't make any sense, but I saw the video. I completely understand now. I totally get it. Let's head out to North Carolina where Mordecai is at. Who you got, Morty?
Yeah, how you doing, folks? Great show. Yeah, I'm going with Jose Ramirez and that right hook. I guess it was the right hook. Or was it a right cross?
It was definitely,
either way, it worked.
It was definitely a right hook. We talked about that in Cleveland for like 3 days.
Did you?
That was the most exciting thing that happened since the trade deadline. To see Jose Ramirez with a guy on his back, by the way, swing and knock out Tim Anderson. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive right there. And you know what? Know Jose a little bit. At least I know people around him. He is definitely a guy you want around you in case of the zombie apocalypse.
You know what it is, Emmett, too? When you're drafting these guys, one thing that I didn't really take into account, but now that we're working through this exercise, I want guys that are a little unhinged. that are just...
Oh, yeah.
So, like, for instance, this had to be a current athlete, but a guy that popped into my mind that would have been in the mix, like Zdeno Chara, who played in the Stanley Cup final for the Boston Bruins with his jaw wired shut. He still played with his jaw wired shut. He's huge. He was in the league, what, 24 seasons? That's a guy that will sacrifice his body in order to get the job done.
You know what? You just can't go wrong with any hockey player, if we're being honest. I mean, these guys get teeth knocked out. You know, they just spit it out and keep skating. They break arms and legs, and they don't care. No. They're the toughest guys in the world. So put a hockey player on your list. Everybody needs one. She's Michelle Smallman. I'm Emmett Golden. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, and we're asking you, which athlete would you want on your side during the zombie apocalypse? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Utica and talk to Frank. Frank, who you got?
I'm going to take Michael Phelps.
All right.
You got to swim somewhere to an island or something. You just attach yourself to a mic. And he's going to take you there easy.
Ooh, smart. That is a good strategy.
Like, you tie like a raft to him and let him swim.
There you go.
That's next level. That's next level thought right there. Outside of the box thoughts. That's what we want for sure. Let's go to Michigan. Garrett is up next. Garrett, who do you want on your side during the zombie apocalypse?
What's up, party people? Shout out, Carlin. I'm going to go with Max Crosby.
When you just look at the guy,
I mean, I think he's already immune to zombies. You know, I think he's already encountered them. I think he has, you know, like Benjamin Stark with the White Walkers, how he just keeps getting fights with them, but he stays alive. I think Max Crosby, has fought him already, has the immune gene, and, I mean, you just look at the guy. It looks like a guy that could easily take on a whole batch of zombies. I also go with Trent Williams.
Okay.
The guy's a monster.
Right. Somebody to block.
Got a little nasty in him. Yeah, got a little nasty in him. And Josh Gordon. I think we're
picking up what you're putting down there. The Max Crosby thing. So I like he's covered in tattoos. I have a few tattoos, but there's like, I don't know. There's just two different guys that are covered head to toe in tattoos. There's guys that look cool, and then there's guys that look scary. And Max definitely is on the scary side.
Yeah, he's like if you ran into him at night alone in a dark alley and he looked at you sideways, like he's coming for you, you're just one glance at that guy and you're like, I'm not going to win this fight. There's no way. Like,
I'm not messing with him at all. She's Michelle Smallman. I'm Emmett Golden. We're getting prepared for the zombie apocalypse, ladies and gentlemen. 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go to Michigan and bring in Adam, who has a bone to pick with one of your selections, Michelle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, first off, I think I would take combat athletes not just because they're probably, you know, just better at fighting, but because of their resource consumption. These guys are used to cutting weight and losing a lot of weight, so I'm going to be able to retain resources and they're used to that. But I definitely wouldn't take LeBron because I don't think his mental can handle it. I mean, this guy was full on panic mode when he was stuck in a 5-star resort in the bubble they had a couple of years back. I don't think his mental would hold up very well.
But yet we forget that he was able to go to space and defeat the aliens and the Monstars, all right? This is a guy who's already been in really tough and unique and precarious scenarios, and he has come out victorious.
Yeah,
he's got the strategy here.
Not only that, he did win a championship in the bubble, so it can't have affected him that badly.
That's right.
Like, he won four different series and won the title that year. So, I don't know. This guy's a little hater.
Also down 3-1 to the greatest team
That's
ever
right.
assembled and
yeah,
was
we're
able
talk
to
about-
beat
yeah,
them.
Yeah, the so. Monstars.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The real earth monsters. Yeah, I don't think LeBron's mental stamina or his mental toughness is a question mark for me. I'm pleased with my pick. Not only that, they might be zombies and they might be walking slowly and not really have, you know, there might be a couple sandwiches short of a picnic up there, if you know what I mean. Everybody knows LeBron. He's a worldwide star. Maybe they'll see LeBron and be distracted by the celebrity, and then I can get Aaron Donald and Tyreek to do all the dirty work. You know what I'm saying? There's layers to this strategy. Here.
Hey, it's a sound strategy, in my opinion. This is Greeny. I'm Emmett Golden. She's Michelle Smallman. We're coming live from the Seaport, brought to you by Great Goose. And coming up next, could a former first-round quarterback from just 2 years ago already be heading to another team? This is Greeny on ESPN Radio.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Greeny, the podcast.
Hey, let's go do our job, man.
NFL Nation 2-a-days.
Time is here!
On ESPN Radio. The San Francisco 49ers.
Blue 58! Go!
This is Nick Wagner covering the 49ers. No surprises in San Francisco as quarterbacks will once again dominate the headlines for the 49ers as they open training camp. Presumptive starter Brock Purdy is still working his way back from off-season elbow surgery. And though there's optimism he will be cleared at some point in camp, it remains to be seen when that will happen. In the meantime, Trey Lance and Sam Darnold will both get work with the starters as they jockey for position on a depth chart that needs clarity heading toward the September 10th opener against Pittsburgh.
Countdown to kickoff with NFL Nation 2-a-days on ESPN Radio.
This is Greeny, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Emmett Golden alongside Michelle Smallman, and it is 2-a-days. We're talking San Francisco 49ers. Michelle, the 49ers are the only team that I believe are quarterback proof. I've seen them with Jimmy G, who's, he's okay. You know, who knows what Trey Lance really is. They took Mr. Irrelevant last year, Brock Purdy, and they were just humming. It really took everybody getting hurt and Purdy not being able to throw to stop this team. It's amazing. I don't think they really need a good quarterback.
So they're quarterback proof, Emmett, up until a point, because last year they ran out of healthy quarterbacks as they went into the NFC Championship game. They had Philip Rivers waiting in the wings to potentially join the squad because they were out of quarterbacks. So yes, I hear what you're saying, that they could really plug and play a variety of different guys into Kyle Shanahan's system and find success. They're not dependent on one quarterback. Like when we examine the Cincinnati Bengals, if Joe Burrow is out for an extended period of time, that completely shapes the way we view the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
Whereas with the San Francisco 49ers, it could be Trey Lance. It could be Philip Rivers who's coming in to get the job done. They really aren't dependent on somebody, but they're not quarterback proof. And imagine what that team would look like if they had a franchise quarterback under center.
I mean, they might go undefeated. They really might, because their defense is great. The playmakers they have on offense are amazing. Now, here's the interesting thing. This story kind of just came out that if the 49ers would have beat Philly in the NFC Championship game, they would have started Philip Rivers in the Super Bowl. And I think Philip probably could have won it with San Francisco, because to me, he's good enough. He could get the ball to Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel. That's easy. And that defense is great. They were about to call Philip Rivers out of the bullpen. That is amazing. And I almost wish it would have happened.
Me too. Like, what a contingency plan to have Philip Rivers jump in. I would have, just out of curiosity's sake, like to see what that looked like. What if he got back in there and he looked amazing, Emmett, in Kyle Shanahan's system and led them onto a championship? What a story that would have been.
Yeah, he would have probably played five more years. If that would have happened, it would have been like, hey, I'm back. Here we go, baby. Let's go. I think I could have seen that. And as we talk about quarterback, she's Michelle Smallman, I'm Emmett Golden, this is Greeny on ESPN Radio. A couple years ago, the 49ers traded a lot to go up and get Trey Lance in the draft. We haven't seen a lot of them. They've started different quarterbacks. Do you think the Niners should trade Trey Lance, or should they just take the L and deal with the loss?
I don't think they should move on from him just yet, because we just seconds ago talked about them having to potentially call Philip Rivers out of retirement as a contingency plan in the playoffs. We spoke with Dan Graziano earlier in the show, and I thought he made the best point of all. If any team needs to have a backup or an arsenal of backup quarterbacks because of a potential quarterback injury, it's the San Francisco 49ers. And so I wouldn't move on from him just yet, just in case of emergency.
See, I would, because I don't think you can give up as much as they gave up and get nothing in return, like not even him playing or making an impact. I feel like you have to replenish the assets that you gave up. And they're proven you really kind of just need a JAG, just a guy, a little acronym for you. You know, if you get a JAG, you, as long as he can physically throw and he knows what the plays are, I think they'll be all right, because that defense was great last year. And they improved over the offseason. And Kyle Shanahan, best play caller in all of the NFL. So when I'm looking at that, and if I'm evaluating the situation, yes, you do need depth. I agree with that 100%. You do need depth at quarterback, but you got to replenish those assets. And maybe you can go get a franchise quarterback with the assets that, you know, from moving Trey Lance and you throwing in an extra pick or two, you might be able to pull that off.
Emmett, I know you said they just need a JAG, just a guy, but I'm sure they would take Trevor Lawrence as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm
like
sure.
An actual JAG, a Jaguar.
I mean, well, there's no question about that. There are a lot of teams that would take Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, I could think of a few. Maybe Tampa Bay, right? I'm sure they're down there. Like, man, we wish we had Trevor Lawrence. So I think this is one of the most complete teams in the NFL, if not the most complete team. You know, the quarterback situation, it really just ran out of arms. Like, Brock Purdy couldn't throw. He couldn't physically throw, and that was the only thing that stopped this team.
So they did have some key pieces that they lost on defense, Emmett. And even though they did run out of quarterbacks last year, there's still a big question mark with that group. Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, Sam Darnold. And even though we like to look at the system rather than the actual quarterback, it's still a question for me heading into this year, what you're going to get from that position, from the most important position on the field for the San Francisco 49ers. But despite all that being said, do you still think, so obviously the Eagles are at the top of the food chain in the NFC. Do you put the 49ers second? Do you put the Dallas Cowboys second? Where are they in your rankings when you look at the NFC?
I put the 49ers second in a close second. You know, a close second. I love what the Eagles are all about. Huge Jalen Hurts fan. I'm all, you know, all about him. But I think the 49ers are very, very close second. And, you know, they added Hargrave, you know, in the offseason to an already great defense. Now, Nick Bosa hasn't practiced yet. He's holding out for a new contract. I'm not worried about that. If he was a running back, I'd be like, hey, they might go the season without him. But they're going to make sure that they have him. So I have the 49ers definitely second in the NFC. Where do you have them?
I have them second as well, despite the pieces that they lost, despite the deficiency at quarterback. They still have so many great weapons. Well, deficiency as of now. We need to see how it plays out. But I should say a question mark right now. But McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, they still have so many great weapons. And you can't really quantify this, guys, but I just look at the 49ers, and I think if any other team in the NFL had the quarterback situation that they had last year, they probably wouldn't have found a way to have as much success as they did. But Kyle Shanahan found a way. And I look conversely at the team that I would consider in the running to compete with them for the second best team in the NFC, and the Dallas Cowboys. And they have so much talent, so much personnel, and yet they don't find a way to get it done. And I know neither one of them has won a Super Bowl in recent years, but I just feel like I have more confidence in the operation in San Francisco than I do in Dallas.
She's Michelle Smallman. I'm Emmett Golden. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. And tune into an NL East battle Sunday as the Mets host the Braves. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
It is time for us to bring in our board op. Bubba is coming in, joining us, and he has Who You Got.
All right, yeah, Who You Got brought to you by Granger, and I believe it's Emmett's first time here, so a lot of pressure.
Easy on me, Bubba.
a lot of pressure here. Granger will be paying attention. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Granger pays attention to this. We'll start off with the person who fills in most often here, Chris Carlin. He hosted most of the week earlier, and for some reason, he said these two things. Listen to what Carlin said and give me your thoughts.
What is up, my people?
That's one. And then he also said,
okay. Chris Carlin in his house.
What do you think of Carlin's new lingo there? Who you got?
Hey, Chris Carlin into his house, I'm all about that. I mean, come on, man. It's memorable, and that's what you want to be in this business. It's memorable, and I can tell you, working with Chris a bunch of times, he is most certainly memorable. So give me Chris Carlin into his house.
So while Chris Carlin was filling in on Greeny, I've been filling in the rest of the week on Canty and Carlin, and we played What Is Up My People several times throughout the week. I told him, I think it's iconic, and I think he needs to lean into What Is Up My People. He should be starting every top of the hour with What Is Up My People. Can't you see, guys, the shirts being printed? Can't you see Chris Carlin walking down the streets of New York City, and people are like, What Is Up My People? That should be his catchphrase and his calling card. I love it.
What is up, my people?
See, it's great.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
42 years ago, last week, MTV debuted, and they started things off with Video Killed the Radio Star. Mm-hmm. So, Who You Got is your favorite music video?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Favorite music video. Man, off the top of my head, I love video so much. I gotta go G-Thang by Dr. Dre. It's probably my favorite video. Snoop waking up in the morning, walking out of the house, and then they hang out and have a great great day, and he walks back in the house at the end of it. I'm going to go nothing but a G thing.
Ooh, this one's tough. I'm trying to go back to my TRL days and think about the music videos that I would see back then. So obviously, in my era, it was like the NSYNC, Britney Spears, Blink-182 era. I mean, Britney Spears' Slave for You, that video is iconic when I think about princess pop stars. So maybe I'll go with that one.
All right, 39 years ago today, Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. went number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Is that the best movie theme of all time? Who you got?
Wow, that's kind of right there, but maybe Danger Zone, you know, from Top Gun. I think that might be the best movie theme song ever.
I'm trying to think of other ones. I keep thinking of Disney movies, theme songs from Disney movies.
That's all right. They got some gems.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So I would have to say, and it's just overall theme.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Hakuna Matata, Lion King, that one slays.
I didn't see that one.
Is that the theme song? I'm pretty sure Circle of Life is like the real theme song of that movie.
Yeah, which is a great one.
If you're thinking Lion King, you're thinking Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It's a great song, but it's not the theme of that movie.
Because they open with Circle of Life.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you can make it whatever you want. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's called Who You Got, not Who Does Cam
Got.
Yeah,
right.
I'm just
right.
critiquing the choices, just like you did with Bubba's Zombie Apocalypse picks, Emmett.
Who You Got brought to you by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Tomorrow is National Bowling Day and National Garage Sale Day and National Vinyl Record Day. So if you're only picking one and you're going to spend your day, what are you doing? Are you going bowling, going to a garage sale, or are you buying some vinyl records? Who you got?
Yeah, Michelle, who you got?
I think I'm going bowling.
Getting the lanes.
Getting in the lanes, you know. I'm getting my Ernie McCracken on. I'll tell you what. I love a garage, but if it's National Garage Day, how do you celebrate other than drinking random beverages out of the garage fridge and maybe, like, sweeping up? That doesn't sound that fun. And vinyl records are cool, but I don't have a record player. So give me the lanes. I'm going bowling.
Yeah, my first thought was, yeah, bowling is good because I could drink beer while I do that. But I can drink beer and listen to records, too. Yeah. And I actually have a record player. My wife asked for one for Christmas 2 years ago. I think she's used it twice. So It's still in great working condition. It's like it's brand new. So I think I'd do the vinyl records.
I like it. All right, one more real quick. Sunday is National Filet Mignon Day. So who you got as your favorite steak? 30 seconds.
Oh, that's easy for me. It's ribeye. Love ribeyes. Michelle?
I'm going with a filet. I love a little petite filet. Mm. I'm one of these people, though, that other people hate because I love a steak sauce. So I'm the weirdo that will ask for a steak sauce.
A1.
And there you go. A1. Shout out me to too. A1 Bold and Tangy. But I get the side eye at the steakhouse, so my bad.
Yeah, me too. I totally feel where you're coming from. She's Michelle Smallman. I'm Emmett Golden. Keep it locked right here on ESPN Radio. You've been listening to Greeny right here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.